Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
And I'm Dan Neer. Welcome back to Paul McCartney on Tour Through the Years, All Access. We're celebrating the reissue of Wings Over America, Paul is Live, and the Russian album. Plus, for the first time, Paul's complete 2007 performance at Amoeba Music in Hollywood, Amoeba Gig. In 1993, Paul released his fifth concert album, Paul is Live. When it came to putting together the album cover, he went back to London's Abbey Road and poked fun at the conspiracy theorists who, after analyzing the cover of the Beatles' last album, Abbey Road, were convinced that Paul was dead. Paul changed two of the alleged clues from that cover for Paul is Live. The first one was the license plate on the Volkswagen Beetle. On Abbey Road, it was LMW28IF, which many interpreted as Linda McCartney weeps, as Paul would have been 28 if he lived. On Paul is Live, it was changed to 51IS, indicating he was 51 when the new photo was taken. The other change was that instead of crossing the street barefoot, this time he wore shoes.
Know why he was walking across that crossing with no shoes on?
Well, because it was hot. Man, it's like a real hot day in London, and I had sandals on. I kicked them off. You know, big deal.
Magical Mystery Tour, Paul McCartney's first concert release of that Beatles classic as heard on his 1993 album, Paul is Live. Not only did Abbey Road the Street factor into the album cover for Paul is Live, But Paul wrote this next song while driving to that studio in 1966 for a Beatles session.
I had a long drive out there, so I'd start writing on my way out, start thinking anyway. I remember I had the whole idea. That was just one that I'd have. Often John would have one. But with Paperback Writer, I just had the whole thing. And I virtually came in, had the bowl of cornflakes and said, hey, listen, how's about if we write it like a letter? Dear Sir or Madam, and then comma, next line, paragraph. And I just wrote it all out on a little piece of paper. And John just sort of sat there and sort of, yeah, that's good. That just kind of flowed and I sort of wrote that. Paperback
McCartney and Paperback Writer, a song the Beatles did at their final concert August 29, 1966 in San Francisco's Candlestick Park. That version is from his 1993 album, now newly remastered, Paul is Live. With hundreds of songs to choose from, you would think it would be a daunting task for Paul to put together a set list.
I just think if I was going to go and see this show that I bought a ticket for, and I know it's Paul McCartney and his band, I just think, what would I want to see? Because that probably is what an average person... It's not easy to define what an average person is or an average fan of mine, because I don't think they are average, and I think they vary, you know, in many ways. But I actually do it by just looking into my own mind and think, what would I have to see him do? Well, you know, I think I'd really want to see Maybe I'm Amazed, probably. And I'd want to see a couple of new things from him. I'd want to see some real old favourites. I'd want to see him do something a little unusual. So that's how I put it together, you know. Just try and work it from that angle. I'm lucky there's so many periods in my musical career. So it's a lot of stuff to choose from, you know. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I
close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
First released on 1963's With the Beatles, that's All My Loving, on Paul McCartney on tour through the years, All Access. The next album in Paul's four-disc reissue campaign of live material wasn't recorded in concert, but rather live in the studio, with a Russian title that, loosely translated, means back in the USSR again. It's a collection of 11 rock and roll classics that influenced Paul.
I enjoyed doing it. I really like that kind of music. I think the interesting thing is they're not just all the songs you've always heard.
And the reason for the title being in Russian was because when it was released in 1988, the only place you could get it was in the Soviet Union.
It was like just a cool idea when Glasnost came out. So I just said, it's got to be manufactured in Russia and only be available. And did that piss the Americans off? They said, what, only in Russia? I said, yeah, man. They just didn't get it. But it got the best reviews in America ever because they couldn't get it.
Wake up early.
A traditional folk song amplified. That was Midnight Special, a song Paul McCartney routinely does at soundcheck. It's from what's known as the Russian Album, one of four titles Paul has just reissued.
And also you get turned on by what they're doing. You know, that's a secret.
We'll find out what he's referring to when Paul McCartney on tour through the years All Access returns right after this.
I get to the top, and I'm too tired to roll.